It's time once again to get your nominations in for the RNIB 2022 See Differently Awards, celebrating the people and organisations dedicated to improving the lives of blind and partially sighted people. There are 7 categories to the awards. There are Campaigner of the Year, Community Contributor of the Year, Best Social Media Impact of the Year, Team of the Year, Employer of the Year, Volunteer of the Year, and of course the Design for Everyone Award too. And I'm now joined here on RNIB Connect Radio by Jackie Dobson, who is the Diversity and Inclusion Partner at the Financial Times, who won the See Differently Award of Employer of the Year back in 2019. Hello Jackie, and welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks Toby, thanks so much for having me coming along.
So, Jackie, what did it mean for the Financial Times on winning the See Differently Employer of the Year back in 2019? Because that seems quite some time ago now.
It kind of does. It seems like a different lifetime ago, doesn't it? Because it was all in person and it was an amazing event. I think, first of all, we were just completely over the moon to be nominated. It was fabulous. We were so excited. And we were always really proud to be a part of the Financial Times Employee Resource Group, FT Access. But we had no idea that we'd actually be nominated, let alone win this category. I think mostly we were kind of humbled at the recognition that we received. I think all the finalists, all the other organisations were doing such amazing work, but it kind of made us feel that we were also doing okay. Hey, we might be doing quite well as well. And so it really kind of endorsed the journey and progress that we had all made as individual organisations. But for us, for the FT as well, it made us think like, oh, that's pretty good. We're doing okay here. So thank you.
Do you know why you actually won the award?
I think it was. Now, at the time, I was so excited. I heard a little bit about the speech that they were doing, about the reasons behind it. But I think it was for the work that we were doing both internally and externally. So in the field around disability, accessibility, early careers. So I know that internally, we'd held many events and taken action internally to raise awareness, mostly around the hurdles facing our disabled colleagues. And we'd run events such as Sighted Guide training, disability awareness training, like meeting room etiquette. And we'd also had an audit of our brand new building, because we're in a listed building called Bracken House, beautiful building, but listed, which then comes with its own kind of challenges as well. And Disability Right UK had done an audit of the building, and we're working our way through that list of things we need to change. But we already had a flexible working policy as well. We have a global D&I task force, and that has disability first firmly on the boardroom agenda. But our early careers program, that's something that I work very closely with, because as D&I partner for the Financial Times, that's my remit, to create a portfolio of programs that brings young, more marginalized young people who are very talented to the FT, young people who wouldn't normally have considered working at the FT or think it was an opportunity. But as co-chair of FT Access, I kind of have two hats. So it meant that we worked with a lot of organizations such as MenCap, Disability Rights UK, Leonard Cheshire, the RNIB, to offer placements to young people who had disabilities as well. So we offered work experience programs, workshops, supported internships. Now we offer Kickstart internships as well, outreach, and now we have our FT News School. So internally, there was all this work going on. But externally, we also were taking action as well. So we've joined the Valuable 500. We've taken on external events, taking part in things like Blind Aid, Christmas shopping. We participated in the more recent RNIB Turn the World Upside Down. And we also published numerous articles on the subject of disability within the Financial Times, within the paper, and also with the FT.com as well. We joined Even Break Job Board. And we also celebrate each year International Day of People with Disabilities. So it's what we were doing internally and externally, I think, made up a package that showed that we were working in this arena.
The Financial Times is an employer that champions blind and partially sighted people, whether that's through the FT's workforce or through editorial pieces too in the actual FT itself. Why is it so important for the FT to both champion disabled people in its workforce and also in the paper itself?
To me personally, and this is a personal opinion, and I'm not 100% sure what other people's reasons behind it, but I think you have to walk the walk as well. If you're going to write about a subject about disability in the workplace as well, you also have to be doing the right things within your own company and your own organization to ensure you're doing best practice and as best you can. And quite a few of the people at the FT that are in roles are fantastic role models for our other employees as well to say, hey, this person has a disability. They're an amazing employee and look at the job that they're doing. So I think it creates great role models within the organization. And we're then able to speak about what best practice is outside, or at least to look at like a measured response about what we all could be doing as organizations.
And there's a big gap there with employment of blind and partially sighted people, and possibly a lack of awareness with some employers around employing someone who is blind or partially sighted. What can be done, do you think, to sort of, I suppose, break down that barrier and get more blind and partially sighted people in employment?
I think it's often just a case of being scared of the unknown. As an employer that hasn't got sight loss, when we started working with young people with our work experience program who did have sight loss, I had no idea how on earth a young person who had sight loss would use a laptop, for example, or how they would get their job done. But once you've had experience and you've asked a young person how best we can accommodate them, and you see how easy it is to accommodate and make slightly just very small adjustments to bring out the best in someone and enable them to bring their full self to work, everything else is so much easier. I think you have to just be brave to have those conversations with people. Ask questions of them as well. And sometimes just take that leap of faith, throw yourself into it, and then work out how you're going to do it afterwards as well. And be brave and ask questions mostly.
Jackie, why should people get their nominations in and celebrate others who are improving the lives of blind and partially sighted people?
Oh, I think not only is this award, it's a wonderful celebration of great work being done, but it's also a fabulous opportunity for organisations and companies to share best practice and also offer real examples of what they're doing to overcome the barriers to employment that people with sight loss face. By sort of nominating and attending the event, you're getting to hear firsthand these ideas about how to make a difference within your organisation. And sometimes those differences, as I've mentioned before, can be the smallest adjustment that makes a world of difference to your colleagues and to your potential employees. So it's really important to both nominate and to then attend as well. You'll hear some great stories, and also you'll find out how you can improve your own organisation as well.
More details about the RNIB 2022 See Differently Awards can be found on the RNIB website, that's rnib.org.uk, along with all the categories and nomination forms. Well, thank you very much indeed, Jackie Dobson from the Financial Times, who were the winner of the 2019 See Differently Employer Award of the Year, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Toby. It's been a real pleasure to join you today, and good luck with the awards, everyone.